All right. When we met earlier in the spring, we talked a lot about our goal for the defense was to win the offseason. Talked to the guys a lot about it this morning. I can't be more proud of where we're at as a defense. I think the guys have done a great job on and off the field, and I really think we've taken a jump defensively compared to where we were at this point last year. The attendance has been great. The guys' attention to detail in the meeting room has been great. Their work ethic on the practice field has been great. And as a coaching staff, what we stress to them is today does not represent the end of the offseason. We have 5 more weeks of hard work left, and our defense needs to do a great job in these next 5 weeks, continuing to work hard, continuing to stay in the playbook. And they know when they come back for training camp, we need to start on fire. I think that the true test, and that's probably will be once we get the pads on, but I think just being able to go back and show the guys where the mistakes were made, whether it was technique or alignment or schematics, and I think that the position coaches have done a great job emphasizing it in their individual work in the meeting rooms, and we've emphasized it a lot as a coaching staff. We got beat up a little bit in phase 2 because, you know, the players aren't allowed to go against each other in phase 2, so the coaches have to be the dummies. And, you know, I had some bruises on my chest from those guys rolling off on me, but it's definitely been a point of emphasis for us. I'm happy with where we're at with the pads not being on right now, but we'll really know, you know, in a couple months. I do think it'll look a little different. We're different every year, just schematically, just because we're going to build the scheme around our players. So what our top 3 or 4 calls were last year might not necessarily be the top 3 or 4 calls this year. Obviously, we have some new pieces to work with. So we've been able to throw a lot at these guys in year 2. There'll be some more pressures. There'll be some more base fronts. We've thrown a couple extra coverages at them. So there will be some things that look different. And we do a lot in our base defense, front-wise, pressure-wise. So, you know, just alignment-wise and maybe knowing where the down safety is or knowing where the free hitter or the free player is coming from can really help those inside backers on how to attack the line of scrimmage. The one thing you can't with Carlos – he's so instinctual, and he makes a lot of plays because he does such a great job gathering pre-snap information or listening and learning as the game's going on to what the quarterback is saying or what the offensive line is saying. I would say 80% of the time it ends up being a positive, and then because of some of that, it ends up hurting us at times. As long as he continues to make more plays than he's given up, you're okay with it. And he did last year. But there were times that it did hurt us. And, you know, showing him those clips and explaining it to him and then just him being in year 2, I think is really going to help him. But he had a phenomenal year for us. And, I mean, that wasn't the reason we struggled in the run game because of Carlos Dansby's alignments. But it was just one of the things that we needed to get better at. Yes. I mean, we base out of a 3-4 personnel, but we really play a lot of 5-man fronts because it's a lot of under front where our Sam and Rush linebacker are up on the ball. So, I do think we'll be able to roll more guys up front, and that's going to be that's a good luxury, you know, because if you can keep those guys up front fresh, that'll really help us in the later part of the game. We had a pretty long meeting last night just to discuss personnel with, you know, our whole defensive staff and then Ray Farmer and his staff. And the thing I love about Ray and Pett's philosophy is we're going to keep the 53 best players. So if we're 1 or 2 heavy on the D-line or we're 1 or 2 heavy at corner or 1 or 2 heavy in the offensive line, I think that's a great philosophy because, you know, if you try to match your roster to we have to have this many guys at this position, this many guys, you're cutting good football players, which I don't think you ever want to do. Are there going to be some tough decisions that probably have to be made, especially on our side of the ball? Absolutely. You know, absolutely. We're probably going to have to cut a couple good football players when it's all said and done at the end of training camp. I'm glad they're confident. I'm glad they're making those statements. I'll say last year was last year. I'll say I think we have the potential to definitely be the best secondary in the NFL. We got to prove it every year. And the best secondaries, in my opinion, are usually playing in January. I mean, we were obviously a little limited because of the NFL rules, you know, when he was allowed to report in Washington being on the quarter system. He showed up. He did a great job in the rookie minicamp. Coach Weaver and Coach Tuioti have done an unbelievable job meeting with him over the phone, FaceTime, making sure he's on top of the playbook. Obviously, that's very different than actually being here. But Danny's a very, very smart kid. He's a very smart football player. I think in 2 days he's only had one bust, and we've thrown the whole playbook at him. We've thrown everything at him. So he's done a great job mentally. Takes a little time to get in football shape and just get caught up to the speed of the game. But for the amount of time that he's missed and what he's done in the first 2 days, I can't be happier. You know, I mean, time will tell. We got to get the pads on. But, you know, you draft a guy like that, you hope that that he's going to eat up two blocks at the point of attack, which might allow you to play in lighter spacing, maybe play a little more two high safeties instead of loading the box up. And then the thing that we're excited about is his ability to push the pocket in the passing game and get the quarterback off his spot, because we feel that that's going to make the rest of our pass rushers better. You know, when the quarterback's moving to him, instead of just being able to stand in the pocket like a statue, when you have guys that are good at fighting what we call the soft shoulder and really doing a good job getting around guys like Armani, guys like Nate Orchard, Paul Kruger, that's going to really help them. Dez Bryant. We think that having that guy that can push the pocket, get the quarterback off his spot, is going to make everybody around him better. Scott is very quickly becoming one of my favorite players on the defense. He embodies everything we talk about when we say play like a Brown. I think the offense calls him bloodbath, because it's like a heat-seeking missile coming off that edge. I do see him competing with Armani Bryant once he's full go at the rush linebacker position. I see him getting a considerable amount of reps on early downs. He's going to have to earn his reps in later downs in passing situations. But he is definitely going to help us on the edge in the run game. I do. When we came out of training camp last year, we thought Mingo was one of our best outside backers. We all know about the injury he suffered in play two of the season. So he's going to have to compete for playing time on early downs. He's going to have a role in our sub packages. But, you know, nobody's guaranteed anything on the defense. You know, Joe Hayden knows that. Dante Whitner knows that. Carlos Dansby knows that. You're going to have to earn playing time. And we're deep in every position group. So Mingo's going to have to come back ready to go, and he's going to have to earn it. I'll just say that maybe not. I'll just go position by position. I think D-line. I think Xavier Cooper is going to be a hell of a football player. I think he's different than anything we have. His ability to get off the ball, I think he's going to cause offenses a lot of problems, especially in the pass game. Outside backer, I'd go with Scott Solomon. I think that he brings something to the table that we were missing last year, especially on early downs. I think Tank Carter has had an unbelievable offseason at the inside backer position. We really never got an evaluation on him last year because he had the shoulder injury, and then he had a foot deal to start training camp. So he came on very late for us, and then he spent most of the year just as a special teams player and a practice squad guy. I could envision him having a role in our defense as a blitzer. He's one of our best blitzers on the team. Now, that's a hard room, obviously, to earn playing time, because you got Craig, Kirko, and you got Carlos in that room. But I think Tank's had a great offseason. And then if you ask me just one guy in the secondary, I really think Poyer has opened my eyes to the type of player he is. He's really taken advantage of the reps that he's been given, and he's done a great job. His pre-snap communication's been outstanding. He's improved in man coverage. I know he'll tackle. So he's been a guy that has really stepped it up this offseason, and I'm excited about all those guys. I'm not worried about really the depth chart to start camp. I'm more worried about it for the New York Jets. And, you know, those guys all know that they need to earn it. It doesn't matter what you did last year. It's what you're going to do this year. But I'm excited to have Gip back in the building. I mean, he's right up in the front row. I know he's been away, but he's done a great job staying in his iPad, staying in his playbook. He's talking in the meeting rooms like he hasn't missed a beat. So it's good seeing his face. Definitely the league has shifted to more of a pass focus. So I think everybody's looking for a more athletic player that can play in space. But you know, the days of teams running power and leads on your linebackers and it's 3-4 yards and a cloud of dust, those kind of days have gone by the wayside. It's much more of a zone running attack, very similar to what we ran last year and what we'll run this year. So I think that smaller, quicker, faster guys are better against that scheme and they're better against the pass. But there's no doubt that those old school come downhill and knock your head off linebackers are a dying breed in football today.
No,
not at all. He's done a great job. I think where Mingo's really taken a step this year is he's been able to participate in all of the passing stuff, all the 7-on-7 drills with a red shirt on. I'm sure you guys have seen him out there. You know, coming out of LSU, he had no experience with that stuff. And right now, he's by far our best linebacker in coverage, our best outside backer. Now, we're going to see where he's at when we get back to training camp, when the pads come on how he is at outside backer, setting the edge, how he is as a defensive end, rushing the quarterback, and that kind of stuff. But we were very, very optimistic about Mingo coming out of training camp last year. You know, it's, we've improved the depth. We've improved the competition in that room, you know, with a Scott Solomon, a Nate Orchard, like we have in every room. And guys are going to have to earn it. I mean, we don't care where you were drafted, when you were drafted, how much you're getting paid. The best 11 guys and the guys that earn their role are the guys we're going to play. Just his ability. We talk a lot about aim and point, hand placement, his ability to set the edge in the run game. He's very good at it. His ability to wreck a running play versus down kickout block, an aggressive blocker coming out, and whether it's a pulling guard, a fullback. I mean, it's going to be a car accident when Scott Solomon meets a pulling guard or a fullback. Being unselfish and willing to take two blockers at the point of attack, okay, sacrificing your body so an inside backer can scrape free over the top and make a tackle for a loss. I mean, those are things we've had other places I've been. We had them at times last year. It was inconsistent, okay? Scott's going to give us a very steady player on the edge with doing those kind of things.